Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, Ted Rossman is here. Ted is with creditcards.com, I believe it is. Is this you?
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So what is going on? A shortage of coins? Of course, I have a big bucket of them sitting in the kitchen. Is that part of the problem?
It is. Yeah, this is a really interesting story. So largely because of COVID-19, there is a coin shortage across the country right now, and it's really because there just aren't enough of them moving through the economy. A lot of them, as you noted, are maybe sitting around customers' homes. Some of them are also sitting around at businesses that are or have been closed. Oh. 83% of the coins in the country move through the economy. The other 17% come directly from the U.S. Mint, and they were closed for a while because of the virus. But basically, right now, a lot of stores, big ones like Walmart, CVS, Dollar Tree, Kroger, they're asking customers to either pay with exact change Ooh. Or cards because they just don't have enough coins on hand.
Exact change could get you in trouble if there's somebody in the line behind you. I've seen videos on YouTube of, you know, cashiers giving people a lot of grief for doing that. So there is that. But they need, you know, the other thing is, if you think about it, like my bank, I wasn't aware of this, but my bank, the lobby's been closed. Okay. So you go in, they're opening the 22nd, by the way, which is a couple days. But you go in there and they have those coin sorting machines, right, where you can just drop the coins in, gives you a receipt, you deposit it to your account, and it's surprising how much money that can actually amount to. So that's another problem because banks themselves aren't getting that many coins.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's another example of this. Those Coinstar machines that you see at a lot of grocery stores,
right.
They have been accepting a lot less coins. That's really by customer choice. You know, people are less likely to bring them in. People are just doing less foot traffic in stores to begin with, but they're also less likely to pay with coins these days because they think they're germy. You know, there are some long-term shifts going on away from cash and towards yeah. cards and other digital methods. The thing is, though, that cash is not dead yet. You know, before the pandemic, a quarter of all transactions were cash in the
wow.
U.S. and half below $10. So cash is still a big deal. About a quarter of Americans are unbanked or underbanked. They're the ones who feel this change the most.
As I understand it, there are some places that won't accept cash because who knows where it's been, if you know what I mean.
I've heard some of that, or sometimes they're kind of quarantining it for a few days before they put it back into the system. These are all contributing to the shortage, and it's why these major retailers, many of them, have spoken up and said, please use cards or exact change. The Kroger grocery store chain has taken it the furthest, and they're actually not giving coins as change at all right now. What they're doing is rounding up to the next dollar, and then they're going to give you the excess either digitally on your store loyalty card, and you can use it next time, or they can donate it to charity with your permission.
You know, this is one that I'd never really thought of, but you are right. I mean, coins, as I say, there's the health thing that everybody's worried about and the inconvenience thing. And like I say, the best thing that's ever happened are those Coinstar machines. Some banks will let you use them free. In fact, does Coinstar still charge?
They do typically charge unless you donate it to charity. They waive the fee for that. But if you want the money yourself, there is usually a fee. I think it's about 5%. So you print out a receipt and then you can take it to the grocery store clerk. But yeah, they do deduct a fee normally.
I suggest you go to your bank if you can get into your bank, and if the lobby is open, you can do that. That'll save you a lot of money and make it easier. So there you go. I was in TD Bank North, I don't know, a couple of months ago, and TD Bank. And there were some guy runs a vending machine business, and he came in literally with a trailer full of coins. You know, it's amazing. Think about the vending machine guys.
Yes, it is a big deal for them. People trying to get quarters to do laundry, you know, that's a complaint that I've heard about.
Yep.
If you want to help with this, one thing that anybody could do is, seriously, to just put your coins back into the system. You know, bring them to the bank, deposit them,
right,
or put them in one of those Coinstar machines, or even just spend them. You know, there's the supply side. A lot of us have coins lying around. It's not that we don't have enough coins in our country. It's that they're not in the right place right now. Literally just sitting around in jars and piggy banks. And then the other thing is on the demand side, you know, when possible, try to avoid requiring change in coins, because it is stressing some of these businesses right now.
Let me ask you, I mean, you just mentioned laundromats, and I went to one and they were still using coins. I went to another to wash this comforter. And basically what you're doing is they're giving you a card, an electronic card that you then use to pay for everything. So it seems like they're getting away from change anyway.
That's smart. Some of them are. And I think that's emblematic of what we see in the broader economy. There's no doubt that cash is waning, but it's not going away. You know, I mentioned earlier a quarter of transactions are still made in cash. It's still a three-horse race. Last year, the Fed said that 28% of all transactions were debit cards, 26% were cash, 23% were credit cards. And I do think that cash is going to be here for a while alongside these other methods. We are seeing during the pandemic a bit of an acceleration towards cards, and specifically mobile payments, you know, things like Apple Pay and contactless cards where you can just tap and go. Yeah. These are on the rise largely because of the germ factor, but the financial institutions think that it will establish a new habit that lasts with people long after the virus, because this is the impetus to try it and they think they're going to like it.
Okay. And the younger you are, the more likely you are to use a debit card, because I've stood in line beside somebody buying a pack of gum with a debit card. It happens. Hey, Ted, thank you much for being on, buddy. Thanks for the information. What's your website, by the way? Let's do that.
We have more on this at creditcards.com.
Makes it easy. A lot of this information is there. Ted, thanks for being on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.